When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. Brighten your day with a book.
Hello, my fellow bookworms. This is Philippa from QuickBook Reviews, author interviews and book reviews. Well, I'm back. And I'm back much earlier than planned because basically I missed you all too much and I had books to talk to you about. So I just thought, no, I'm not going to wait till I said I'd come back. I'm just hopping on straight away. So today, there is something different. I don't have an author interview, I'm afraid. That will start again from the first Monday in February, I believe. So hold on, that's coming soon. And some great authors, great books to talk to you about. But I just thought, over the next couple of weeks, I'm just going to share a few things that I've seen mentioned on social media. So let me cut to the chase. So the issue I want to address today is how to defeat the reading slump. Because I've seen quite a few people put on social media how they're going through reading slumps and they're not sure what to do. And lots of people giving great advice, which is fantastic. But I just thought, well, for what it's worth, might be worth absolutely nothing, but for what it's worth, I'll just give my view on this. Because it's fair to say the end of 2023 wasn't just a reading slump for Philippa. It was just... The cupboard was bare, the well was dry, the enjoyment was non-existent, the good books weren't really finding me or I wasn't finding them. We were in a bad reading situation. And I am pleased, delighted, thrilled to say that is no longer the case. My goodness, I found some great books, some brilliant books. Not all of them, but some great books. So I'm really excited to talk to you about those over the next few months, whatever. But I just wanted to come on and say, right, if you are going through a reading slump, or just make a note of this maybe, that if you go through a reading slump, hope you don't, but if you do, don't panic. Have a listen to this. It might help. It might not help. But anyway, there we go. So I've got sort of five grades of reading slump that are going from the minor to the major and what to do about them. And then I've got sort of five different types of books that you might consider to get out of that reading slump. So yeah, as I say, who knows, this may work, this may not work at all. But if I had to choose a biscuit to go with what I'm doing today, it's got to be something different because this is a different episode to the norm. So I'm going to go for a Jammy Dodger because I don't have them very often. But when I do, I think, oh, I like you. I like a Jammy Dodger. You're different for me, but you're rewarding. And I hope that's what this episode is, different but rewarding. So here we go. The five levels of reading slumps. The first one is you just reading a book and you're not enjoying it. And I call this level, don't be scared, to DNF. And when we say DNF, what that means is do not finish. Don't be scared to dump a book. I think I became far too fixated on I've got to finish the book, even if I speed read it, which is no point. When you start speed reading, there is no point. So I say that for my own benefit as well. So number one, just don't be scared. If a book you're reading isn't doing it, it might be that the book is going to be something that you come back to in the future time and you love. So don't worry. it's not about the book, it's not about whatever. Just don't be scared to stop reading the book and try something different. So put the book down and reach for the next thing that you were thinking of reading. So that's level one. Number two, you've tried that, it didn't work. Try something different. Maybe you've got in the sort of rut of, maybe there's an author that you love and you've been reading book after book from them, and that's great. Just have a change. Maybe you've just been stuck in the one genre of books and you still love that genre, but try something different. If you've been reading psychological thrillers until you feel that you're living in a psychological thriller, go for something else. Go for a historical book. Go for a comedy book. I mean, it's very hard, comedy books, isn't it? The books that I've read that tell me, the blurb tells me I'm going to fall off my chair laughing. It just doesn't happen. But anyway, you know what I mean. A bit of fun, could be something different, or go for a genre you've never read before, a fantasy book or a sci-fi book, just something different. Level three is you've tried giving up on a book, you've DNF'd a book, that didn't work. You've tried a different type of genre and that didn't work. So we're going to the third level, try a different format. Okay, so sitting, if you're used to just sitting reading a book, printed book, try listening to an audiobook, or try reading something on a Kindle if you can get access to one. I'm not suggesting you steal a Kindle, but if you have one in your possession, or if someone you know has one, just say, can I borrow it? Just try a different format. And I know, as I've said previously, if you're very lucky and can get, say, the printed book and the audiobook together, maybe through your library, then that can be a great way of just sort of keeping you focused. So that's a third level. Try a different format. Just give it a go. Might work, might not. Just have a go. Now, the fourth level, you've DNF'd. You've tried a different genre, you've tried a different format, it's still not working. Things are not looking great, guys. Take a break from a book. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's true. There are so many books being published and so many books that sound brilliant. It's like me in a chocolate store, you know, I'm just like, I'll have that. It's the same with books. I just want to have every book and read every book. But sometimes we just need to take a break, particularly if you've had a run of brilliant books, or if you've just been doing a lot of reading, or for whatever reason, just take a break. You don't have to read. Don't read a book. Give yourself some days off, whatever it takes, just take a break. But the fifth level is something more serious. So you've tried all these other options. You've DNF'd, you've tried a different genre, tried a different format. You've had a break, but still it's not working for you. And it might be that when you're trying to read, you literally can't focus your brain on the words. You're maybe taking breaks regularly, going on your phone. Your head is just spinning with all that's going on in your life. For whatever reason, I'm invoking a classification, a grade called hug time. Just don't worry about the books. Books are not going to help you right now. Just have a think about what's going on. It might be obvious to you that actually you're worried about something and, you know, maybe talk to someone, maybe talk to friends about the problem or get help. Or, you know, it's something that maybe you can't just deal with. You can't shrug it off. So it could be that, it could be, I don't know. Yeah, have a luxury holiday on a tropical island if you can afford it. Have a break, go for a walk. Oh, it's so easy for me to say, but just it's hug time. You need to hug yourself. And while books can be a huge escape and a release for us, sometimes in our darkest hour, they're not. And that's really hard because books are just so lovely. Often, you know, books are my happy place and where I escape too. But if I'm really going through it and books are not doing that, it's just forget books, forget, just look after yourself. Cup of tea, sit down, hugs, talking to people, Just books will always be there for you to come back to. Just look after yourself. So those are your five grades. Please identify what grade you're on and take appropriate action. There you go. But if you're just saying, well, I'm somewhere in between these. I've given up on the book. I've tried a different format, but give me some tips. What do I go to when I'm not at DEFCON level five, not when it's hug time, but when I'm sort of about level three, I'd say, that's when I go for these five different recommendations that I've got for you. The first one is poetry. Now, I don't sit there every evening saying, right, family, we're going to read some poetry together and then we're going to discuss it in essay format. No, it's not like that at all. It's just, I mean, poetry, there's so many, I know it's obvious, there's so many types of poetry, but there's poetry available now that I find is really aimed at helping you if you're suffering from mental health issues, if you're just having problems processing what's going on in your life. There are poetry books to help. And particularly, I know I keep saying this, but the three books in the Poetry Pharmacy series are absolute gold for me. They are my solace in poetry form. They list different conditions and they give a poem to go with it. And 95% of the time, that poem helps me. So, yeah. Poetry is the first one. The next one is a short book. Go for something short but good. Something like a Claire Keegan, her book Small Things Like These. Something that you can, is well under 100 pages, that you can read quickly so you feel a sense of accomplishment, that you finished a book, that it's a good one, and it's one that sort of maybe gets you back in your reading zone. So short books, go for that. Go for quick wins. Next one, hug in a book. What book would I recommend for a hug in a book? Well, it's the book that got me out of my reading slump, and I had no idea. It was one I received as a Secret Santa from one of my book clubs, and I thank the person for this book because I'd seen it in bookshops and I had never picked it up. So when I got it as my Secret Santa, well, it's a Japanese bestseller, and it's called What You Are Looking For Is in the Library. It's a very simple book. It's just about people that meet this librarian, and this librarian has a super sense of knowing what book that person needs to read. It's not a book that's going to change the world, but it's the book I needed. And I heartily recommend this. What You Are Looking For Is in the Library. It's brilliant. I loved it. I would kiss this book right now while I'm recording it, but I don't think that's a very pleasant sound effect you're going to need. So, yeah, absolutely love that one. The next one, listeners, long-term listeners will know, my fourth option is go for a graphic novel. Now, some of you might say, that's a comic, Philippa. We're not reading a comic. That's absolutely fine. But sometimes for me, I find seeing the visual representation as well as the story really helpful. And they can be quicker to go through as well. So again, you feel that sense of accomplishment. One of these I'm going to be talking about over the next month, but I'm mentioning it here. And it's called A Guest in the House by Emily Carroll. I'd heard about this book being released and I thought, oh, I'd like to read that. I thought it was written by Emma Carroll, the well-known children's author. No, turned out Emily Carroll is quite different, and it's absolutely not a children's book. It's a book that I think for lots of people wouldn't scare them, but it scared me so much I found it hard to let the dog out at night because I was so scared opening the back door. That's how it was. But it was brilliant. It was memorable, spellbinding, beautifully illustrated, interesting story, twists and turns, loved it. If you want something fun, I'd say the book Flake, which is about sort of competing ice cream vendors. I enjoyed that. There's a book called Gone Fishing that I found like a hug in a book in a way. But just, again, it's something different. And the final one is just know that you're going to come across a great book. I've been reading some brilliant books lately. Ones include The Last Word by Ellie Griffiths, This Mortal Coil by Emily Savada. What else have I read that I've loved? Pages and Co. By Anna James. These are all ones that I'm going to be talking about in future episodes, but just know that there are great books and you will come back to that time where you absolutely love them. So, yeah, I don't know if this has been of any help at all, but I just wanted to hop on to say hello. I'll be back again next week with some more of this sort of waffle. I don't know if it's of use, but just this, don't worry about it. Reading slumps are temporary. They will pass. And just if you're going through something really serious, you know, there are, get help, get advice, talk to people. But if it's book related, you can talk to me. I'm here. But anyway, there we go. I've waffled. I'm off. I'll be back next week with some more waffle. Just look after yourselves and I'll see you very soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. That's enough books, said no one, ever. See you again soon.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.